In Exodus 24 and verse 12, the Word of God tells us that the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." And it seems fairly simple, fairly obvious. God says to him, "Hey, come up here, I'm going to give you some tablets, I'm going to write some things in them, and you're going to teach them to my people." But when you read it, it actually says, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there." Which to me is a bit of a strange thing to say, because surely if Moses is on the mountain, then he's going to be there. Why would God make a big deal of telling him to come up on the mountain and to be there? Where else would Moses be? And yet as I read it, I'm reminded of the times I've sat in my lounge with my kids and they've said, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." And the simple fact that although I am there, I've gone down to the lounge, I've gone down to their level, I'm sat on the floor, although I may be there, I'm not actually there. But Moses is commanded to come up to the presence of God and to remain there and to rest there and to focus there. It's not just enough for him to come up to the mountain. He has to make sure that his whole being is there, all his senses are there, that his focus is there as well. And I'm reminded of Jacob when he had the dream as he's walking and falls asleep, and he wakes up and says in Genesis 28 and verse 16, "Surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it." And there's a whole sense that he was there, he was in this whole place, but there was all sorts of things going on around him that he was completely unaware of. And one of the things I've been thinking at the start of this new year is the need to be somewhere and actually be there. How many times are we with people or with friends? And although we say we're there, actually we're not there. Our minds, our thoughts, our thinkings, our emotions are in whole other places. And yet actually, we need to be people who are where we are, as it were. In other words, when we're in front of somebody and when we're with somebody, we are actually there. And as well, I personally want to really just develop my own sense of God wherever I am, that when he invites me to come and be with him and to spend time with him, that I am actually there, that my thoughts are not elsewhere, but they're on him and they're with him and they're alongside him. And perhaps one of the things we need to get better at as a people, one of the things I need to get better at, is just being where I am, in being fully where I am, fully concentrated and fully focused on what's before me, on the people that are before me, on the task that's before me, on the God who's around and in everything that's there. And so for me, one of the things I want to do this year is to say that is when God calls me and says, "Look, come up to the mountain and be there," I want to be able to say, "Yes, I'm here, and I really am here." Perhaps that might be a challenge to you in your relationships with God or with other people, that actually you might be able to increasingly actually be where you are, focused in on them.